100 word stories.
Good evening, and welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullcrap.com. I am your host, Count Dracula. Today is a Sunday on the Halloween weekend. It used to be just Halloween, then Halloween Eve, and now it's a whole weekend, which is on the week. I just don't know. You know, Halloween falls on a Monday, and everyone has a bad case of the Mondays, but with Halloween, maybe make a Halloween, I don't know. Anyway, today is a Sunday, so instead of the usual monster and horrible stories, it's your turn to come up with them. I call this the weekly challenge. I'll post a topic, me, Count Dracula, and then you come up with the stories, and maybe some zombies, and maybe some brains, I don't know. You know, you got to keep the two separate, otherwise one eats the other. It's not the brains eating the zombies. That would be kind of funny, a little ironic. Anyway, I also make excuses for the poor Urquell, like the Wolfman. He howl all the time in the back, and I got to edit that out. Anyway, I need an anacolic chamber. The topic this week, was Halloween. I mean, what's it going to be? Christmas? It's a little too early for that, and they're putting up Christmas decorations. Look, it's supposed to be black and orange, not the red and the green. Unless you're going as red-green. I don't know, the comedian. These vermin will find you handy and tie them up with a duct tape. Whatever. First up, let's check the least of the stuff. They send it on the email. I've been around for 300 years and I have to check my BlackBerry. Anyway, let's see. Sevda Lane. I grew up on Sevda Lane. Back in the old country, it was Wolfstrasse. Yes, I. Castle. Anyway, let's just get these stories going with Sevda's story.
Halloween. This child transforms into a vampire, running past the blazing campfire. Instantly upon the porch, he yells, "Can I have a trick-or-treat?" Kindly, he's given blood to eat. Or... this child transforms into a smurf, running around the familiar turf. Every stop continues the flood, as she yells out, "Happy Halloween!" till her face, by all, is seen.
Thank you, Sevda. I'm not sure that was 100 words. Maybe trying to translate from the Romanian. I don't know. I'm not born a speaking English. Then again, I was not born a sucking blood and flapping around. But that's okay. It sounded good. I liked it. It's okay. I'll include it in here. I'm open-minded and not very good at math. I mean, you know, two bats plus two bats equals four bats. You know, my cousin, Count von Count, he can count. Can he count. He counts way too much. It's kind of scary. You know, he goes one, two, three, but he's big in the television, so what can you say? You know, he's not the stupid. You know, the problem is he's so good with counting bats, he's not so good with counting money. You know, his agent, he robbed him twice. You know, he hunted him down and drank his blood, but still, you know, it gets kind of embarrassing. Goes to agents and lawyers and accountants like that. Oh, anyway, I hope you enjoyed. You know, things are getting smaller these days, even with the candy bar. You know, the candy, they say it's a king size, and I know some kings that are like, "That's not enough for me, I can't live in it." You know, I want the candy bar big enough to live in. You know, I want walls of nougat. You know, nougat, you know, wall-to-wall nougat. That's what the king, you know, you live your life as a prince, and you're like, "Oh, I want the nougat." I don't know. You get tired of a shag carpeting, I tell you that. Oh, but the midget, you know, maybe he started off as big. And then, you know, they made him little over time because they want to skimp on the money. There's more packaging than candy sometimes. All the colors, you know, it's a waste. And hopefully they can, you know, send it to the third world and, you know, give jobs and make them into more worthless trinkets. I don't know. Anyway, I've complained enough. You know, if I were to get this old by complaining, you know, I should be hunting for blood. So we've got another story, and one from Huang Fu Ren. You know, he's one of those. I guess he's a Chinese vampire. You know, they, I don't know, they drink blood with chopsticks. So here we go with Huang Fu Ren.
The piping of orioles and twitter of swallows announce a new year. To Ma Yi and Long Du, a thousand-mile road. My home is in a towered city close to the Han Park. My heart follows the bright moon into Tartar skies. On my loom, I have woven my endless sorrow into brocade. In the upper shadow, sprays of blossom mock my solitary sleep. I ask General Dao, commander of cavalry, when he will turn the banners and carve his exploits on Swallow Rock.
Thank you, Huang Fu Ren, but I don't know. That wasn't 100 words either. What is it? It's on the title of the podcast, 100-word stories. But I don't know. Maybe they think with this being hosted by me this week instead of that Lawrence Simon guy, you know, you could get away with a murder. It's Halloween, you can get away, well, you can't really get away with murder. All the fake blood, the CSI, they find the real blood, maybe they, yeah, I don't know, the skeletons, ooh, scary. Let's see if we got any more stories. It might be 100 words. Let's see, Carol. Carol is new to the podcast. She's from somewhere way over there. She can let you know where she is or not, or she can say, I am the mystery. You know, I'm the invisible podcaster. What's the point of that? It's all audio. I don't know. Maybe the inaudible podcast. You'll turn up your levels. Anyway, this is Carol. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy your stay.
I was in the shower, working up a rich, soapy lather with my body scrub, when the doorbell started to persistently ring. Darn, I thought, what could be so important? I hastily stepped outside my warm cocoon into my pink fluffy robe and flew down the stairs to answer the door. A coven of 6-year-old ghouls preferring pumpkin buckets and cauldrons yelled, "Trick-or-treat!" at me, giggling with anticipation. I noticed their gatekeeper, a tall, gorgeous, handsome man, appraising my dripping, wet body, so I responded with a seductive wink. Well, that depends. Later on.
Thank you, Carol Ann. Maybe we should have gotten a woman midget to do that part, although that's okay. You know, this is the 21st century, not the 18th century when we used to have Vlad the Impaler. He would do some very nasty things if the guy would wink at him. Then again, he would do nasty things if you didn't wink at him. He just did nasty things to people. But I try to be open-minded. I really do. I mean, look at the Twilight. Eh? Look, come on. Say those vampires aren't a little on the funny side. You know, although it would be kind of funny if they were all comedians up there. Although in the Pacific Northwest, it's on the Olympic, they don't have them any comedy. Maybe in Seattle, but not at, you know, on the peninsula. I'm not too sure. I don't run with that crowd. I prefer the cloak, the whole thing, the Romania, you know, remembering the old country. These people, they forget. You know, these kids. Oh, the sun is coming. I get to, you know, I need to hunt at some point, so I'd better finish up this podcast, get a little blood on the side. You know, I could skip a day or two. I could tend to lose a little weight. Maybe some diet blood or something, or blood zero. This story is by Sachi Rex, and it's a news story. And hopefully, you know, he said, got a good idea here, right? Maybe I try it. You know, I Count Dracula like this. Here we go. I'm going to have the midget read. The midget's getting a workout today. Maybe we should get him some tonic.
From the hellfire in which Halloween was created, the most demonic and horrifying creature was born. In lore, he would come to be known as Brucey. Oh, gee, that's me. Greedy tendrils work their way into your unsuspecting pillowcases, bags, and buckets in search for his favorite candies. Is that Snickers? I just know these are going to go straight to my hips. If you see the bright sequined vest and gleam of leather chaps in the moonlight, grab your candy and run, for he is the one creature that will ruin your Halloween. You're so silly.
Oh, thank you, Sachi, and that's good, because with Don't Ask, Don't Tell going away, now it's trick or treat. So I think it's a good thing. You know, it's opening things up. It's open-minded. You know, it allows people to connect, and the thing that they have in common is candy and dressing up strangely. So there you go. Next up is Muncie. Ah, Muncie. We did the mash. We did the Muncie mash. We did the mash. It was a drabble smash. You see? Maybe I get whatever happened to my Transylvania twist. That's what I want to know. Oh, that's right. The Hollywood. The Disney took it over, and they had the copyright and the patent trolls. I just get so sick of them. I get so sick of them. Maybe it's a bad blood between us. I don't want bad blood. I want good blood. I want it fresh. Yeah. Anyway, Muncie is back, and he's got this story. So let's bring him. And when he says he can bring his laptop to lunch, what's he going to do with the laptop? Is he going to eat the laptop during lunch? That's so weird. I'm not. His tweets are very confusing sometimes. This whole Twitter thing. You know, I turn into a bat. It keeps things simple. Although this whole bat disease and the white nose thing, I got to watch out for it. You know, does my nose look white to you? Maybe the Wolfman have distemper. I'm not too sure. You know, gotta get him checked for rabies. Get him a new flea collar. Here's Muncie. You can enjoy him while I look in the mirror. Oh, that's right. I can't see in the mirror. It's so hard. Maybe I can take a picture. Who needs that? Digital cameras these days make it so easy.
Ooh, spooky! I am Muncie, and crap, I gotta get to a Halloween party! Time to finally take some advice and keep it brief. Halloween by Chris Monroe. And welcome back to Zombie Chat. We've got some amazing guests joining us in the show tonight, and we can't wait to get started. First up, we've got Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman joining us, and we're going to eat his brain. Our musical guest is Canadian 90s power poppers The Odds, playing one of their classic hits. Finally, the head chef of a popular downtown restaurant will be dropping by to cook us a meal involving a surprising secret ingredient. But first, what's left of David Mitchelson is outside with the Action Weather Report. Take it away, David. Rain. More of my writing at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Twitterings on Twitter as Munzee Munzee. Have a good night, you glorious Halloweenies.
Thank you, Muncie. Although, the keep it brief. No, it's supposed to be trick or treat. You go around door to door saying keep it brief, they're going to throw underwear in your pumpkin. Although, some people might like that. I don't know. I've got quite a collection myself. I mean, my coffin is lined with velvet. Yes, it's quite soft. Yeah, although, I know some vampires who are allergic to it. You know, now they can get some cotton, you know, over time. Maybe we shouldn't eat so many people. I don't know. Maybe we should stick to goat blood. You know, you can skin a goat. Goats have soft, a lamb. Ah, lamb, the wool. That's good. Okay. I don't know. I get so confused. It sucks. Vampires with Alzheimer's. Then you're going to be 100, 200, 500 years of... Where did I put my shoes? That's when you need the human companions. And then they stake you. They're like, oh, no, I invested all your money, Count Dracula. Oh, you know, you're fine. You know, this is only public housing. You know, the government, you know, you get the public subsidies for housing. You know, they don't cover castles. They don't cover minions. How do you do that on the Social Security? I don't know. Back in Romania, we just had wolves. Oh, we got a story from Tom, and he say he have updates. What's updates? Why don't you have treats? You know, hand out to me. Wait, it says he may have a golden monkey's. What's a golden monkey candy? I've never heard of it. Is this something new from the Reese's? I don't know. The Reese's pieces, the monkeys, and they're gold. I don't know what color. They just added green, didn't they?
Hello, my people. Tom here, and I've got updates. Here at the challenge, there are 57,171 nouns, 1,237 words which begin with the letter Q. DJ moves past Steven into the sixth place. And of note, he did 120 stories in a row, the fourth longest run. Thomas just passed Daniel Merkel to occupy the 26th place. Story average is at an all-time high of 10.77. Total story count, 3,101. Tonight's story is called, You Stole My Eggs, Die Bastard Pigs. After very little thought, I've decided what I want to be for Halloween this year. Angry Bird Red. I built a 20-foot slingshot, got an 8-foot ball of Nerf covered in red Kevlar. For the destructive material-breaking kinetic aspect of this costume, I'm lighting up quarter sticks of dynamite and throwing them against people's screen doors. Really brings that trick-or-treat meme into the 21st century. Tried to talk my wife into dressing up as Yellow Angry Bird. She pointed out someone needs to be around to throw bail. Okay, honey, release the... Yeah!
I don't get it. I'm not too... Oh, the Angry Birds, it's a game. Oh, it's on these phones. I don't have it on my BlackBerry. Blah. Oh, well, I guess I need to get the iPhone. They say they have an Android. An angry robot. No, the iPhone. Thank you, Tom. And the counting all the words, that's a little scary. But, what I got to tell you is, back in my day in Romania, we had the angry bats. You know, because we were vampire bats. You know, flapping around, attacking people, and turning into vampires. And they, you know, why don't these angry birds turn into birdpires or something? I'm not too sure. You know, the angry bats, and we didn't go after pigs, we went after people. Although some of us, we went after pigs or whatever. If you could get blood, you try to be environmentally friendly. You don't want to eat all of your seed. You know, once you start to eat your seed, you start to get into trouble. You know, just look at this, you know, the Occupy Romania freak jobs. Blood for everyone. You know, the 99% of the blood is drunk by 1% of the vampires. 99% of the brains is eaten by 1% of the zombies. And they get all, you know, and they get to my castle. And I eat them. You know, I drink their blood and, you know, turn them into my minions. Well, it's not so hard. You know, that's how you solve it. You get them out of the park. You know, this unemployment problem, you know, give them to vampires, like me. Oh, there, no more jobless. You know, I drink them. This whole, you know, the UN says they're going to be 7 billion people. I say, just like a McDonald's, there's 7 billion to drink. You know, smoothies. You know, that, I don't understand this. This modern stuff is so weird. I hope that civilization collapses and then goes back to a nicer time. You know, we were all back. They say we're going to go into the Dark Ages. I happen to like the Dark Ages. It was my good time for me. I kind of miss them. You know, after a while, you miss the old times. You know, it's certainly, especially when the Blackberries go out. Oh, anyway, I ramble. I remember the old days. We got the story from this Paladin. At least he's not Van Helsing. Let's hear the story from Paladin. The midget's got to eat it. All right, come on, midget, get out there. No, I'm not going to drink your blood. You know, there's not enough in you. You know, it's just like an all gone. No, I'm not going to drink it.
Watch, and I'll show you how it's done. You gotta jump when you go into the fog. If you jump when you get in, then you're flying and the ghost can't get you. Watch out, the grass is lava. Hop on the rocks. Quick, up the stairs. Use your flashlight so the goblins can't get you through the holes. Knock, knock. Open bag. Smile. Trick or treat. Thank you. You're welcome. Don't worry, he's a friendly werewolf. On to the next house. You're doing pretty good. Good for your first Halloween.
Ah, yes, the first Halloween. Ah, thank you, Paladin, for reminding me. It used to be you could give out candy, that you didn't have to go to the airport, everyone was so paranoid. All it takes is one bad apple. Actually, literally, one bad apple. The Honeycrisp apples. Oh, I hear they taste so good. The blood that I drink from people after they eat those, oh, it's so sweet. Ah, yes, it's so much better than after, you know, as opposed to when they eat that McDonald's crap. Is that the food? I'm not too sure. Maybe he's better off eating the bag. It says it's 100% biodegradable. That don't mean it's edible. I'm telling you. I'm not too sure. Let's see. Looking through the stories that come in. The guy who handed all this to me just say, "Oh, vampire, run!" The midget, he's not so afraid. Not too sure. We got fun from Jeffrey Height. There's a note here. It says, "The height of a podcast of fiction is over at the Flying Island Press," but that don't make any sense. The Flying Island. Whoa, how do islands fly? I've never seen that. I've seen bats fly. I've seen wolves occasionally fly when they go over cliffs chasing the bats. But I've never seen an island fly. Not sure. Maybe he meant to say maybe a pelican fly. You know, pelican flying press. I don't know. I should just play the story and let him explain.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest for week number. You know, it's been so long, I have no idea what week number this is. This is for Halloween. And yeah, I'm really trying to get back into this. So, this is called The Party. And it's part of a short story collection that you can find over at my personal story blog, which is worldbuildersunlimited.blogspot.com. The Party. Bill came onto the bridge wearing half of an environmental suit.
"Why are you wearing the environmental suit?"
the computer asked. "What? Oh yeah, I'm putting my Halloween costume together."
"Halloween?"
"Yeah, I want to be ready for the big party at the end of the month."
"It is only September, and there will be no one to have a party with. Everyone will be in stasis for another 40 years.
"Well, party pooper, I'm going to have a great costume, you'll see. And there will be lights and music. You've got Monster Mash, right? So I hope you enjoyed that. Please take the time to check out flyinglandpress.com, where you can find our latest steampunk issue, as well as columns from all the editors there. Some really good stuff sometimes, and some NaNoWriMo craziness. So if you're on NaNoWriMo this year, and they've got the buddy thing up and working, I'm Jeffrey Height. Please feel free to claim me as your buddy. And until next time."
Yes, check out the Flying Island Press. That was quite impressive, although half an environmental suit. I don't know if that's going to be a costume, because what's the use of... the sun is coming. What's the use of half an environmental suit? What, you want your legs to survive the nuclear war? I'm not too sure. The radiation? You become half a zombie? You know, maybe it's the left half of an environmental suit. That would be kind of kinky. But still, not good protection in if there's an outbreak of poison gas. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Jeffrey Height, the height of a podcast of fiction. You should make that into your ringtone. The height of a podcast of fiction. Okay, maybe not. We got a new person. Is he new? The notes that this guy... the laptop that I drank his blood. It stank of mushrooms. Anyway, this is a Micah fretwork. Oh, I remember the dangerous fretwork, a clan of Romania. They were very dangerous. They staked everything. They vampire cows, and they made vampire steaks when they staked the vampire cows. That was kind of a circuit, and they used the steaks to, stake more vampire cows. We ran out of vampire cows. It was quite sad. Quite sad. The endangered species. Everyone talk about the passenger pigeon or the dodo or the chambered nautilus. No one worries about the vampire cows. Kind of sad. And all these pandas. It's always the damn pandas. Ice things are ugly. Here is a Micah fretwork. Bah.
Hello, ghouls and goblins. This is Micah Fretwork, and you can find my blog at inventingfretwork.com. And this is my 100-word challenge for this week, which is Halloween. So here it goes.
Candles are lit, the table is set, and the wine is sitting chilled in a bucket of ice. Darla peeks out the window, not once, but twice. Her husband again, which wouldn't suffice. When he walked in the door, she would not cause a scene. For his October 31st, also known as Halloween. Charles did love to be fashionably late. He had even done so on their very first date. He took her and kissed her under that old oak tree, if only he hadn't been dead since 2003. He'd want more than brains, unlike others.
Enjoy. Have a good one.
I like that one. Yeah, but the zombie, perverted zombies, I don't know. They like more than brains. Me, every zombie guy, you think they're all a brains man. Not so. Anyway, thank you, Mike. The inventing of fretwork. So you're in your mad scientist lab trying to invent a fretwork. Is this some, Count Fretworkstein? There you go. Baron von Fretworkstein with the monster, and then, the fretwork, Fretworkstein want to, hear music and go around, the little girl with by the brook and give me the flower. Oh, I'm so happy now. Oh, and then there'll be the bride of Fretworkstein and the son of Fretworkstein and the revenge of Fretworkstein. And then there's a reboot and the Wolfman. And the Wolfman like to get around. He's well known. The problem is always in his trailer, and they have to hire, 15 people to do his hair. It's just, otherwise it takes hours and hours. And by the time you get one shot, and his hair is a mess. That's why we don't have him in all that many things. Maybe he should shave. I am the naked wolfman, or the what are those cats that don't have a hair? Right? The Egyptian ones, the sphinxes. The sphinx equivalent of a wolfman without fur. Think of it. He had mange. He went bald, and now he's just the wolfman, but he's a man. He's bald. Women like the bald look. I'm going to keep this widow speak. I don't know. It takes. Do you know how much minoxidil costs over the course of centuries? Maybe I just wear a wig or a helmet, a football helmet. I go flying around with a football helmet. It's got to be a quarterback one, because if it's a linebacker helmet, it messes with your vision. Anyway, what they ought to do? They ought to make the bars on the helmet out of clear plastic so you can see through them. Makes sense. Me, I'm going to be an inventor one day, I guess. At least I'm not inventing a fretwork. Next up, Steven the Nuclear Man. You're going to need the whole environment suit if he's got the nuclear. Well, if he's wearing half an environment suit, maybe the upper half, if he's working with the nuclear stuff, although then the lower half, at least he's had his children already, okay? Here's Steven, the Nuclear Man, and his story.
Steven the Nuclear Man here with a brief promotion. Yes, starting November 1st, we will be having the Spec the Halls charity ebook and writing contest. You can find details at Spec the Halls, that's SPEC thehalls.com. Thank you. My benefactor chortles from the shadows. Your shrunken treat was very sanitary, Pastor. His belly moves when he speaks. I nod and mumble my thanks. Thanks to you, it was a very Christian... He laughs and his belly jiggles. I don't care what you call it, just so they forget what this holiday is really about. Forget the sacrifices. Forget what they were scared of. Two short men, elves, grab my wrists, and I glimpse red cloth and white beard as my benefactor rises. And then they'll forget my holiday. And milk and cookies will never, ever be enough.
Yes, the milk and cookies will never be enough. You have to have blood with that. You know, I don't know. When people offer me milk and cookies, I push the milk and the cookies around. You know, maybe dip the cookie, dip, you know, maybe pour the milk out. You know, I can't cross running water, but, you know, running milk? You know, spilled milk, do you see me crying? I don't drink milk. Unless it come from vampire cows, then I can drink. You know, maybe I'll rub it on my face, keep it smooth. How do I look? Not bad for a few hundred years. Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. Inspect the halls. See, everyone's thinking about the Christmas already. It's black and orange, not red and green. Although I don't have any orange. I keep the red. Although after a while the red starts to fade. You imagine having to keep all your clothes so nice and neat. And it kind of gives you away, you know, the tailor that you go to for a few hundred years. You know, his son and grandson and great-grandson and all that. At least he keep your measurement. The sun, it's a-coming. Gosh, I really need to hunt at some point. You know, at least I got some blood in the fridge, or I can order her out. You know, hey, you know, instead of the pizza. You know, I want lots of blood on the pizza, and then, you know, hold the pizza. We'll think that to work? I don't know. So, here comes a Zackerman. Remember, it's a Zackerman, not the Wolfman. You know, this is a man who turns into a Zack when the full moon is out. I've no idea what a Zack is, though. You know, maybe I should look it up. He's a ton of words with the friends. I don't know, let's take a look.
Wow, Captain Cayenne, if you are normally a pirate, should you dress as a pirate for Halloween? Great sexy goblin nurse costume, Nero. Oh, it's a regular nurse costume. I put the sexy in it, said Nero. Also the real tale. Here, have some candy. I wouldn't do this to the children on Halloween, but would you like some fresh fruit to bring back to the Ark? Unlike pirates, most children don't worry about scurvy. How did you know about the Ark? Asked Captain Cayenne. Nero posted a picture on Twitter when you landed at the river.
Thus with all the pirates. Why didn't you go as the vampires? You know, the vampire is good. You know, I don't know. Oh, anyway, thank you, Zackman, and whoa, here's another story. What is it about kids who are always wanting to come back for more treats? Oh, no, just ring the doorbell and come back. Okay, yo, take a treat. Okay, here's another story from Zackman. There you go.
Drew convinced his mother to take him and his brother shopping for Halloween costume stuff. He asked his mother for a good deal of costume stuff. Her response was telling him that he was crazy if he thought she was spending that much money for something he would use only once. He responded by asking why she would think he would only use it once. Later asked to go back for some red and blue cloth, also some black electric tape. On Halloween night, Drew's dad was not sure which superhero Drew was, but had to admit, Drew looked great.
And thank you, Zach, man. Although, now I guess the full moon will come and we'll find out what the Zach, you know, what it is to turn into a Zach. Maybe he is a Zach, and he's always a Zach, man. I don't know. It's scary. You know, I saw the Return of the Goldman, and, you know, every Halloween, you know, the full moon is out, and he turns into gold. You know, then they spend him and deposit him in the bank, and then, you know, when the moon is not out, he turns back into a man. Hey, let me out of this vault. This sun, it's a-coming. You know what I've never seen in my life? You know, they say you're not supposed to stare directly at the sun, you know, because it'll make you blind. You know, it's said by a vampire scientist. You know, look, they make you blind. It also makes you explode into flames. But, you know, he didn't want to give himself up. He says, oh, it'll make you blind, yes. And playing with yourself will make you blind, too, in your hairy palms. Especially if you're a wolfman. Because, you know, the palms always hairy. Or the mummy. No, that's... He's all... The mummy is too busy to be in it. He's all wrapped up in himself. And all of his neuroses. Speaking of neuroses, let's see what the Norval... What is a Norval Joe? Is that a normal Joe? What is Norval? You know, is that some new candy that's out? I don't know. I didn't get any. All I got were Twizzlers. Because what is it to twizzle? The Twizzle Man. You know, every time the moon is up, he turns into a Twizzle. What the hell is a Twizzle? Probably the same as probably another breed of a Norval. Let's find out. Let's see.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 288 with the prompt of Halloween. Speaking of Norval Joe... That's my name on NaNoWriMo, so if you want to buddy me, look me up. I'd be happy to buddy you back. I'm looking forward to it. Starts on Tuesday. I've taken Tuesday and Wednesday off so I can try and knock out 10,000 words or so on the first couple days and kind of get a head start. I don't know how bad this month's going to be for me, so I want to get a head start. Well, here's my story for 288. Detective Branson woke to the sound of his dog scratching at his bedroom door. He peered at his bedside clock. 3 a.m., he moaned. The telephone rang. Typically, he wouldn't answer it, but he was already awake. Branson, this is Captain Harris, the familiar voice said. You were right about the zombie invasion starting at midnight on Halloween. Only problem is, midnight on Halloween was this morning and not tonight. You'd better get right in. Getting out of bed, Branson kicked his dog where it lay on the floor, sleeping. When the scratching came again, he reached for his shotgun. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ah, thank you, Norval Joe. And you could look for Count Dracula on NaNoWriMo, but why should I type up 50? I don't need a novel. People write novels about me. They write novels about I, Count Dracula. Yes, it's supposed to say I. If I say me, Count Dracula, it sounds kind of weird. Everyone's used to me saying with my accent, I, Count Dracula. No, it doesn't mean that I'm like a bumpkin from Romania, the ones who, I don't know how to speak on the English. Yeah, I sound like a spam trolling fishing expedition on the emails. Well, that don't sound too good. We got one more story. Oh, the sun is coming, and I should get this out before that guy wake up and eat. What is this pile of dust doing on my laptop? Gross. And you get all mad and stuff. Here is a TJ. He from North Dakota. I think there may be a vampire up in North Dakota. I don't know. You got a booming economy with all the shale oil. And, of course, where there is, there's jobs. And where there's jobs, there's vampires. Where there's jobs, there's, what is that called? Insurance fraud. Here is TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's rather than sitting on my baby.
I give you Sharon. Hi! Oh, sorry. Hey there! I'm someone else entirely. My bad. Hey, nice costume! Sorry. No, it's still a great costume, just you're a dude. Hello? Hello? Anyone? Miss? Enjoys a sense of whimsy and lighthearted fun. Yeah, thanks, Steve Musical Chairs. That's all well and good until, say, someone like Sharon sets up your first meeting at a Halloween corn maze in the middle of a Three Musketeers theme, and has you both dressed like, you guessed it, Musketeers. Sharon? Sharon? Hi. Your costume came with its own mustache as well. Or sure hope it did.
Ah, thank you, TJ. Corn mazes. Oh, we used to have such fun with the mazes in the old country. Although I'm not sure it was Romania. My accent, I don't know. The Bela Lugosi and the Bela Karoli. Yo, he was scary. You know, teaching the gymnasts. Bela Lugosi, he would pretend to be monsters. But Bela Karoli, he was a monster. You know, the gymnasts, you're terrifying little girls. You know, do the flip, do the pommel horse. You ever tried to ride a pommel horse into battle? It don't do much, does it? You know, ooh, I do flips and they did all this, and oh, then they run you through with their lance. The Vlad the Impaler, he liked to impale things. The thing is, he was unsanitary. He used the same spike. You know, you're supposed to use a clean log to impale people on. No, you reels the same one. You know, he tried to conserve, but, you know, it wasn't clean. It was a very nasty spike. Had to throw it out after a while. You know, then he just, you know, would go up to people and scream at them, "Impale!" You know, run away. You know, it's like parkour. Okay. We got the Vandemore story. Instead of the moon rising, it's a planet Z rising. So, check your horoscopes. Here we go, Vita, planet Z.
Some people pass out candy for Halloween, but this year all I seem to do is pass out. Every time I open the door to step out there, the world gets all swimmy. What are you, a ghost, zombie? Pirate Regis Philbin, the 1%. Things get dark and I'm falling. When I come to, the candy's gone. And maybe I've got a bump on my head or a bruise on my arm. Damn kids. Damn Halloween. And I realize I've been stepping on the hose of my oxygen mask. Pulling the tank a little closer to the door should solve it.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about Halloween. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofacrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic would be bubbles, this is Count Dracula saying thank you for listening, and as always, what's it? Oh, yes, I was going to say Happy Halloween. No, okay. Keep it brief.